The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
My friends are degenerates, but I never change them. Liars, cheats, and hypocrites, not the time for saving.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also get us on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is The Real, at Aaron is Blitz. At Degenerates 975. You can text the show. And yeah, you can also watch us on Twitch. We're somehow, now we've gotten on politics. So. And I am not a Trumper, for bleep's sake. Please stop calling me that. Just because I happen to question the fact that everybody's whining about this.
So. I mean, I'm not saying it's because you're a Trumper. I just think it's a really weird take.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. I'll buy everything that I'm being told from everybody.
Okay.
So.
I mean, in your world, the way it should work is Joe Biden should just show up January 21st with like a backpack and say like, hey, guys, what do I need to know?
How about you prepare for the job as much as you can with the people you're going to put in there? He's already named his staff. He's already done all that.
There's some people who are going to continue to work there in the government that he should be working with now.
Well, you're making those decisions, aren't you, beforehand? Who those people are going to be? Like, look, the Supreme Court, we know who they are. You don't need to work with them. What are you supposed to do?
No, not the Supreme Court. There's plenty. Like what? There's like over 100 federal government agencies that he needs to get up to speed on. Like, when should he start doing that? January 21st?
He can do that work on his own. You don't need to have Trump give you everything.
It's not Trump. It's the current administration passes on information to help. Like, it's just, I don't understand why you would be against that.
I don't understand.
There's no world where it makes sense for you to be against that. And you're not telling me a good reason other than I'm tired of seeing people whine about it on Twitter.
No, I'm tired of hearing you whine about it because
you're the one who brought it up. No, what's the good, valid reason why he shouldn't start the process?
He's already started the process.
Then what are people whining about, Fred?
People are whining. Well, here's the big thing. And I think most people are mad because, yeah, and I still don't understand to this day. Like you can tell me about, it's about transition. It's about transition. Well, where is that coming from? Who is telling you that?
What do you mean?
I mean, the guy is taking over on January 20th. He's going to be president. He can prepare his end as much as he wants. And yes, do I think, would it be nice if Trump cooperated with him? Yeah. But if he doesn't, I don't understand the big deal. I don't understand why you guys are screaming at me over this.
You brought it up. You're the one who made the big deal of it.
No, I just asked why people were being like you are screaming about this thing.
Because you're just literally giving no good reason why they shouldn't start transitioning.
He's already transitioning. He's already doing the work. That's what I'm saying. You don't have to work with the other guys. When you move in there, you'll be ready to go if you prepare for a job like that.
Okay. I'll concede on this one because there's clearly no talking sense to you here.
No, I'm just not going to bend over and agree with you on something.
Yeah, I don't need you to agree. You've already made yourself look ridiculous.
Well, if you say so.
Everyone's saying so.
No, not everyone's saying so.
Who's not?
It's about
Mega Blast.
No, it's about
a bunch of Trump dudes.
Wait, were you going to let me answer? See, that's okay. The thing. See, this is, you just scream over me to make yourself right. I was going to tell you it's about 70-30 you on the Twitch, on the Twitter. I mean the text line, excuse me. So that's not everyone. And you know, now you got people saying all kinds of stuff about you on Twitch too. So
that's good. Yeah. Mega Blast, yeah. F-A-J. But he's also the guy who's one of those guys who's, there's no way Trump's going to Trump train 2020. No chance Trump loses. And now he feels like an a-hole because he looks like a dope because he thought it was a lock.
Look, I don't like either one of these guys. I've said that all along. I think what's going to happen here is, you know, at some point, they'll get in there and do this before he gets in the office and he'll be ready. But this whole rush to do it now is all about getting Trump to admit he lost, which, by the way, nobody in this country can admit they lose ever. And That's a big problem.
I don't think that's true. I would say we should go back to when Bush 1 lost, because he's the last one-term president, and see when he started transitioning power to Clinton. And my guess is it's not 3-4 weeks after the election.
I don't think that election was in doubt, though, either. Which made
this election isn't in doubt.
But again, these are guys that are, well,
that's a tinfoil hat thing to say.
No, it's not.
Trump's own administration is telling him
we're all telling him the same thing. But here's the problem.
Just because one person thinks it's in doubt doesn't make it in doubt.
Are you gonna let me finish my thought at all?
Yes.
Or are you just gonna keep yelling at me? I mean, the problem is he's got people convinced that it's not over. There's still people convinced. There are people running around with flags and everything else that were hassling the guys counting the votes. And that's not a good thing. And nobody's saying it is. But you can't say, oh, nobody thinks that, because it's not true.
Well, I still stand by the Tampa Bay Rays are the 2020 World Series champions. And no one's going to convince me otherwise. I mean, I know facts are facts, but no one's convincing me otherwise. And Dr. Hoops, why is Dr. Hoops worried about where I went to college all of a sudden? I went to Belmont University, Austin Peay State University, the two schools that I attended. I'm sorry if my education isn't worthy of you, Dr. Hoops. And Mega Blast, I didn't vote for Biden either. I don't care about Biden. I don't care about Kamala Harris. I didn't vote for them either. I'm just saying the election's over. Like, if you're still a person who thinks that something's going to change, all you're doing is delaying and adding to how foolish you're going to look. It's over. And I don't even care if Trump concedes, because Trump conceding isn't a necessity. He lost. Like, he could think he won all he wants. It doesn't. I mean, just like, you know, the Tampa Bay Rays can walk around with 2020 World Series shirts, but no one, it doesn't change anything.
And see, this is not who I wanted to let out of the box. What if they actually prove massive fraud in court, and then you two douchebags were wanting to push a transition into an administration that committed the largest treason act in our country's history? See, that's the kind of people that are out there. I'm not trying to give you guys ammunition, because there was no fraud. Now, do I have a problem with them?
Well, now you're pissing off the other people.
I don't care. There was no fraud.
And Mega Blast saying, AJ Wright, you wasted your vote. I got news for you, Mega Blast. You wasted your vote too, Bubba.
If you voted for Joe Biden in Texas, your vote meant nothing in the end. If you voted for Donald Trump in California, your vote meant nothing in the end. That goes back to the whole system.
If you voted for Donald Trump in Texas, did your vote really have an impact?
Well, if Mega Blast
Trump vote got lost in the mail, would it have changed one thing?
No, but at least
it affected the election as much as mine did.
But at least your vote went to the person who carries the state and goes into the electoral votes. So at least your vote is being counted somehow. It's not being counted if you voted for Biden or Jose Jorgensen or whoever the hell that was you voted for.
Yeah.
So. But that gets back to the whole Electoral College thing. But yeah, I got nothing. I've said all I'm gonna say.
Yeah, now you got people will accept the results once there's been a real investigation.
That is not what I was trying to bring out of the woodwork.
That's what you got
to
bring
out. No, my only question was, why do you have to do this right now? And you haven't given me a good answer. Just because it's always been done that way. That's it. You've got 2 months, basically.
How much time do you think he should need? What's a fair amount of time?
Considering you're bringing back almost a full administration that's already been there, shouldn't take you that long. Okay. Shouldn't take more than a couple weeks.
Let's pretend it would be Bernie Sanders. Would you feel differently?
It's not Bernie Sanders, though. I mean, it's the guy who's already been there.
So he should have less preparation.
He should need less preparation, AJ. The guy was in the office for 8 years.
I'll be honest. I don't think you can go into this job overprepared. I don't feel like there's...
Like he's going to go in overprepared, whether he gets helped or not.
All right. I mean, I give up on this. Yeah. It's really a terrible conversation, because it's going nowhere.
No, it's not going anywhere, because I you know, frankly, don't agree with you. And I also think that you're just basically yelling at me because I'm asking why you have to do it now. And the only answer I get is because it's always been done that way. That's it.
And you can't give me a reason why it shouldn't be done now.
I don't think it takes that long is what I'm saying.
Okay, I do.
Okay.
We disagree. And neither of us have ever been president, so I guess no one's going to be right here.
But I think it's fair to ask why.
Okay.
Especially when I've got media people telling me that, because I'm tired of listening to them telling me what things have to be done because of what.
Like I said, if you read today, Trump's own people are encouraging him to start the transition process. His own people, like the people in the Oval Office with him.
Then okay.
And you don't think it's weird that there's one petulant dude like holding out?
No, I think it's weird, but I also don't think it's destroying the country.
Okay.
You know,
is it helping the country?
I don't think it's hurting it nearly as much as you do.
But is it helping? Let's say it's hurting just a little bit. That's more than it should. It doesn't make sense.
All right. I'll tell you who does make sense. My man, Lawyer Dave. And AJ's argument was such a train wreck that he's going to need Lawyer Dave. And what's going on, buddy?
Hey, now, it's a great day to be alive, fellas. And stimulating political debate is the essence of one of the freedoms of speech in this country, and I congratulate you both for exercising it. Let me say that.
All right.
Well, but if you exercise your right to drive a car and some idiot crashes into you, you better call me, Lawyer Dave, 713-626-8900. I'm David Mestemaker, Houston-based lawyer, and I've been doing this more than 30 years. And if you get in a crash, I'm your man to help you get the medical care you need, even get you there if you don't have a car, when you get hurt by somebody else's fault.
Yeah, or if you get get the COVID and get sick and you get bad treatment at the hospital or they do a bad job there, you're going to help them out with that too.
That's right. When anybody goes to a hospital, you are at risk of dying, not just from what you go there for, but from catching an infection, from ineffective counseling between various medical providers. 60,000-70,000 people I've heard die a year because of medical malpractice. We'll take care of you if that happens to you or a family member.
And you don't charge a dime for a consultation, and you don't get paid until they win.
That's exactly right. We ride this ride together. No money up front out of your pocket. If you need medical care and don't have a doctor of your own, we'll get you to a doctor without any money being paid up front, and we'll get you an Uber if you don't have a car.
Tell them how they can get in touch with you, man.
Fellas, get a hold of me at 713-626-8900 or lawyerdave.com. Or Lawyer Dave Law is my Twitter handle, or my buddy Fred will find me no matter where I am.
Yeah, a couple of people hit me up this weekend on Twitter, and I gave them the number, so you can always do that. All right, if they need a lawyer, what do?
They had better dial Dave.
Behind, that's the type you like to invite, but this is a solo crew, so I think I'll stop for a spark, but I'll buy you with a mind the sky. Low clouds, mesmerize my low eyes, floating on the doja, I'm breezing, now I'm feeling...
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Oh, boy. Can't believe you started this.
I didn't start it.
No, but you got all mad at me over something
that
wasn't...
everyone in the world felt this way.
Well, then I hate to break it to you, but if you're reading Twitch and text line, you're wrong.
Yeah, you're reading MW Soulgrove and Mega Blast, guys who are like diehard Trumpers who thinks he's still going to win the election.
That's not who
That's who you're associating with.
That's not who I was trying to associate with.
That's who you're casting your lot with.
No.
Are guys who think that there's going to be a trial and it's going to get overturned. Good luck. Good luck.
No, I never said that.
I'm not saying that's what you're saying. I'm saying that's who you're casting your lot with.
Okay, so
that's who you're getting in the car with.
So I'm not allowed to have an argument that anybody but those guys like.
You can.
Is that what you're telling me?
That's just who you're in the. That's who you're getting in the car with.
And as somebody pointed out, the Constitution says December 14th.
Okay.
So I'll go with that. How about that?
Cool.
I don't even know where to go now because I can't. I don't understand you getting that angry over something like that.
I mean, we don't have to, I've said I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Okay, well, what do you want to talk about?
I mean,
tell me.
We can talk Astros. We can talk Rockets. I didn't bring it up. You brought the topic up.
I just made a statement, and you got really angry over it, which, yeah, okay.
Then I apologize for being passionate about it. That was foolish of me. I'll try not to do that anymore.
No, that's. I mean, that's fine, but you're asking why it went where it did. That's why.
All right.
So, what do you want to talk about? I'm down for anything.
This is what we're doing again. Okay.
Well, no, you say you don't want to talk about this, so pick something else.
Okay. God damn. Let's talk some college basketball, since Fred is acting so professionally now.
Oh, really? I'm the one who's being unprofessional.
Have we not talked about what your job is on the show? Do we need to have it on air again?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Really, apparently.
So, what do you want to talk about?
Is that how we do radio?
That's how we do it when you say, I don't want to talk about this.
Fred, once a day you say something, I don't want to talk about this anymore.
All right.
This is the one time I'm like, I don't want to talk about it anymore because I'm not changing your mind. You're not changing my mind. That's a time where your job would be to transition to another topic.
All right. Let's see. What are we going to transition to? Let's transition to a gambling bad beat. How's that?
All right. Thank you.
Patrick Mahomes kneel down on the final Chiefs play cost somebody $7,000.
How's that? Like a rushing yards prop?
He had a 9-leg parlay for $25. And all he needed was for Patrick Mahomes to go over 16.5 rushing yards on the night. He was at 18 yards during the win. Derek Carr throws the interception, and he kneeled twice.
Here's what I'll say about
the finish
that.
Was 16.
I don't know that I'll call that a bad beat. Here's why. Anytime you've got a 9-leg parlay, it's not a bad beat. You're supposed to lose. That's a losing ticket. That's like, if I say, okay, I bought this lotto ticket, and I had the first three numbers right. They called my first three numbers, and they didn't call anymore, so I didn't win anything. Well, yeah, it's a lotto ticket. You probably aren't going to win anything. Like, a 9-leg parlay, that sucks. But, you know, maybe bet those 9 separately, and you're a happy dude.
Well, I'll be honest. If I'm betting a quarterback rushing total, and like I said, I mentioned my friend Brandon texting me about Deshaun Watson over 28.5 on Sunday. I'm factoring in -3 yards for kneel downs just in case.
That's probably the right move.
So I'm thinking,
especially if you're playing a team now, that's got the better team.
Well, like, I didn't know that the Texans were the better team, but if I'm going to make that bet, I'm going to add 3 yards to the total. And I mean, he did like 36, right? So it was fine, but. Yeah, I think, yeah, parlays for one thing are lottery tickets. So if you miss one like that, oh, it's too bad. But, you know, I also think that you should factor that into your wager.
Yeah. I mean, it sucks that you lost by half a yard, but I can't call it a bad beat when it's the last leg of a 9-team parlay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
713-780-ESPN. What are your thoughts on the Texans Thursday? I actually kind of like them a little bit. I'm not going to, I don't know enough to play it, but I don't trust either team, but I think I trust the Lions less than I do the Texans right now.
The Lions looked pretty abysmal yesterday or Sunday. And if Matt Stafford can't go, because he's got a banged up thumb.
Yep.
It looks like Swift is going to play, which is that's huge for their offense. They need that running threat. But if Matt Stafford's hurt, I don't trust them. They ain't good on defense, really.
Well, and I think the Texans can score, and the Lions can't run the ball, which is the one thing that
they can run the ball with Swift. But
yeah,
if he's not there,
I don't think. I don't.
If you're asking Adrian Peterson and you're asking Kerryon Johnson, who, by the way, Kerryon Johnson, who looked so good as a rookie, and then now he's. Kind of bad. That's a pretty precipitous fall. But With Swift, their offense is totally different, but I can't count on him to play. I don't want to bet money on it until I know he's playing and right. I know he's right.
So I'm seeing Giants minus -5 against Cincy. I think I'm hammering that play, especially without Burrow. The Giants are not an awful team. And, I mean, they're not good, don't get me wrong. But Cincinnati without Burrow, and I'd love the Giants minus -5.
I don't know if I want to get 5 points with the Giants, but it's not. I'd rather do that than take 5. I'm not playing the Bengals. I just don't know if I'm rushing to the window to bet the Giants minus -5 points. That's not something I thought I'd be doing this year.
Sometimes you got to hold your nose.
But I think the Giants are the best team in the NFC East. Now I may end up being totally wrong about that. I will say this. I trust the Giants quarterback more than I trust any other quarterback in the NFC East. So I probably wouldn't have thought that at the beginning of the season either. But here we are. But that said, I'm still not in a hurry to give 5 points with that team.
I kind of like it. That's one of those where, well, I look at the other team and I look at how many points drop off there is from Burrow, who's at least been keeping them competitive at times. It's more about how bad the other team is. I think they're Jaguar Jet bad without him. And no Joe Mixon either. He's done for the year. All right, quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
The King, the King of Kings. On your knees, dog.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Here's a guy who doesn't know anything about arguing with people on air.
He doesn't argue with them.
Good friend Jerome Solomon. What's up, buddy?
I was just going to say, I don't know what the fight was about, and ain't none of my business, so I'm going to pick a side. Just like everybody else, I'm going to jump in on the ass end of it.
I know what side you'll be on, so
AJ should have said what he said, Fred. That's just the way it is, man. I'm with you on that. Because, you know, you can't have people doing that kind of stuff. You know, if you're trying to be professional and have a conversation and he just going to go all off the hook like he does. But, you know, I'm with you, Fred.
Oh, this is garbage.
Except I know AJ was right, though. See, because you got to learn, Fred, to accept a little, you know, what somebody else has to say when they say it. You understand what I'm saying?
So you're saying, what do you mean? You're saying we're both right.
You feel me?
I think he's trying to say we're both wrong.
What you're saying is I'm a poor winner and Fred's a poor loser. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. Okay. You're not good at that either.
No, you're
Fred's worse at the other. Between the two of y'all are great and horrible.
Jerome's connection is so awful
I can't hear a word he's saying.
I tried to pick a side. Y'all wouldn't let me.
Hey, Jerome, with this, the rumors about Carlos Correa, are you we've said before, we think that the Astros are probably going to look to cut some costs. And obviously, Carlos Correa is going to demand a pretty hefty contract. Is this basically throwing up a white flag and saying this iteration of the Astros, this window is closed and we got to start something new?
And it would just be a dumb, not dumb, it would be unfair to the fans to throw in and give up on this iteration. Like you know me in general, I don't believe in windows anyway, because the windows expand based on how you run your organization, not about, oh, well, we can't win now. Because all of their key players are there. So, yeah, your window, we wouldn't be talking about this window if Verlander wasn't hurt and if they signed Gerrit Cole, right? So, obviously, those things didn't happen. And we'll go get the next one. You don't go, hey, let's go on and keep on going backward. No, you go forward. And at some point, and I know I wrote this a couple years ago, at some point, refusing to pay Charlie Morton $15 million a year is going to be a wise move for the team that doesn't do it. it's been a bad move for the Astros for 2 years running, and probably would be if he'd take $15 million to go where he's going now, he'd take $15 million to come to the Astros this next season. And eventually it'll be a bad move. I don't know if we're there yet. And that's what I'm talking about. It's about the positive moves you make. If you start going backwards, yeah, you're closing the window on yourself.
Well, one of the things we talked about, though, from a financial perspective, I mean, obviously they took a big hit this year. A lot of teams did.
Oh, yeah.
And if you're going to make that decision, it's like, hey, we're not going to be able to pay him $30 a year because we're going to have another year in 2021 like that. You can still be a competitive team even if you move him.
Yeah, but see, I don't like the trade a guy so I can go find. And then as soon as I make the trade, the first thing I have to do is find somebody to replace him. You know what I mean? Like, why do that when you already have the guy? And that's, yeah. And I know Jim Crane runs his money business based on the money as much as anything. And most of them do. I don't begrudge him that. I just dogged him for it. But he was real cheap when he knew he wasn't going to win. And he spent the money like crazy when he was ready to win. I give him full credit for that. And yeah, he's teetered on that line possibly of saying, okay, let's go ahead and bring it back because we had a year where no fans showed up at the building. And we're gonna, and who knows what's going to happen the next year. I get it, but I'm not in favor of it. I mean, it's because I think when you have as many good players as they have, you're still in the hunt. They were game seven of the World Series two seasons ago, game seven of the ALCS this year, and they were a good pitcher away, a lucky bounce away from being in a World Series. And you just don't run away from that, I don't think, if you're that close. Because it's harder to get this close than it is to go from where they are to winning it.
Are you of the belief that they should pay George Springer then, or do you think?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know me. I'm paying him.
So you want to pay everybody.
Because if you don't, what's your biggest need? Somebody to replace him?
Well, yeah. But, I mean, at some point, like, and I think when they talk about trading Correa, and I actually wouldn't be opposed, and I don't want to pay George Springer because George Springer's an older guy.
I think you've seen
the best of George Springer. But if you do pay George Springer, I could see the need to trade Correa because then you're going to want to get you can get several young pieces to fill some holes. But
that's a good point. Yeah, you've still got Bregman there. But on that, and I'll let you make your point. But I think you got to pay you got to get what's his name in there. You can't lose two of your outfielders just because you don't want to pay either one of them. You know what I mean? I don't know why they didn't offer Brantley.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Josh Reddick. You want Josh Reddick? We can get him back.
Oh, God, no. No. Okay. Now, that money you should have used on Brantley. And yeah, and if you overpay Brantley by a couple of million because he would accept the offer you put on the table, the qualifying offer, is that going to really hurt you by overpaying him a little bit?
Nah. I'm with you. I would pay Brantley and let Springer walk. And because Brantley is an older dude. But guess what? You're going to pay him like he's an older dude who's probably past his prime.
And it's 1 year. You're not stuck with him.
Right.
Because 4 years from now, you're going to be mad about having to pay George Springer.
Absolutely. And you'll be where you are with Zach Greinke right now going, damn it, how many more years of this? And like you don't want to be in that position. But the Correa thing, I think the reason why you'd consider trading him is because you'll presumably get back three or four players that you have some team control over, and then you avoid paying because Carlos Correa is going to want $30 million a year. And but Carlos Correa ain't a $30 million a year player. Yeah.
But you're also able to, you can't maximize Correa trading him now. You maximize by getting team desperate at the trade deadline, a team that's, you know, got a whole bunch of up and coming minor leaguers and guys who are ready to play and guys who are in the league, and that's how you maximize Correa. You don't get max value for him in the offseason.
See, I disagree. You this is your max value. If you wait till the trade deadline, guys are getting him as a rental. They're not going to pay as much.
Well, it depends on who the they is. You know what I mean? I mean, it depends on what team you're talking about. And that's a gamble in that sense, obviously, because if it's, you know, certain teams you wouldn't want to necessarily trade him to because he might put them over the top. But I Correa's too young. There's a lot of baseball left in him. I like what he always delivers, and he's important to that clubhouse. He's important to that squad. I'm not going to give up on him now because I because he's gonna want some money 2 years from now. You know what I mean? Like, no, no, no. It's too early to cut that cord.
No, it's not 2 years from now. It's next year. And
No, it is 2 years from now because we're at 20. That won't come until 22. I've got all of 21.
Yeah, and but you also wait till the trade deadline. You're limiting your options as to who will want him because there's not going to be every team in the hunt.
I think they're limited now because people aren't going to want him just for one. It's a one season rental. I mean, so it's for the team that can't pay him don't want him now, just like they wouldn't want him at the trade deadline. They more likely want him at the trade deadline. They're like, you know, they know they're in the hunt and they know what he's done and what he's done up to that point. You do take the risk, of course, of him having a first half of the season like he's been known to have, or a half of the season, whatever half.
Or yet another injury.
Exactly. So, yeah, that risk there. But I'm more thinking of that guy I want on my team next season, because that's your only hope of really getting something done is adding to the team, not subtracting from it. You know what I'm saying? Because if they went into this offseason and just signed Charlie, just added Charlie Morton, you'd be like, hey, and kept Brantley, you'd be, hey, that's another $30 million they put between the two of those guys. But you'd be like, that team I know can compete. Now you want to take away Brantley, take away Springer, take away Correa, not add Morton, you know, move Greinke whenever you can. And next thing you know, I'm like, wait a minute. You don't have a contender anymore. I like contenders.
Yeah, because that's what you like, covering them. You don't want the Rockets trading Harden either. Let's just be honest. This is about you.
What am I going to write in June when the Astros are head toward 100 losses? Do you remember 2011?
You could say, 12? I told you so.
Those are horrible years. Those are sad summers because there's nothing else to deal with in those kind of summers. I can't do it. But now, when it comes to the Astros, I legitimately believe that's the best way of going about it because it's baseball. You got to get into the playoffs, and when you get there, anything can happen. And this is a playoff team still. Look how good they were last year without the two best arms, the three best arms, if you count Gerrit Cole. And man, you got to keep fighting. You got to keep fighting.
What do you think about what the Rockets have done in the last couple of weeks? You feel like that they're going to make one more run with James and Russ? Are they setting up for life beyond those guys?
Not beyond them, because I mean, you know, Christian Wood is. I mean, he has a chance to be a really good player. He's nobody's superstar. And obviously, Boogie is, you know, a shell of himself. They're just hoping to get a huge flash, and he's healthy and doesn't hurt himself otherwise. This is a way, I think, of convincing them that, look, fellas, we're going to put together something that you can fight with. It's a matter of do you want to fight with us or not? And when I say fellas, I think they're really just talking to James. They're not as concerned about Russ's desires, because he's not leading you anywhere, and not having him isn't going to kill you either. You know what I mean? So, but I don't know if they can put together enough to, you know, to make James Harden be quiet and be happy. But he, generally speaking, he's the kind of guy that will show up and play. But, you know, a sulking James wouldn't necessarily do you much good either. But yeah, without James Harden on this team, they have no shot. And they, frankly, don't have much of a shot anyway, but at least they're there. Because in sports, if you're not even in the hunt, you can't accidentally win. They could accidentally win because they could be the third or fourth best team in the Western Conference. And that's one of these days LeBron James is going to break down. Well, he did two seasons ago, frankly. That happens again. Now you can beat that team if you're lucky. And so, but if you're not in that mix, you have no shot. So I there's still moves to be made before they're, you know, much better than they were last year. But there's almost no way they can make a move and you go, hey, they're one of the best two teams in the conference. That's just not going to happen.
So that's what we're down to, is try to be the fourth best team in the conference and hope everybody breaks.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's the 2020 strategy.
That's the strategy. I like it.
Kick in a little COVID mix too, you know, and guys can get COVID and shut them down. You know, guys break down all the time. That's the way the world works. You already got Golden State out of the mix. You just passed Golden State last week because Klay Thompson got hurt. See how you moved up one team already? It's doable.
All right, that's Jerome Solomon. You can follow him on Twitter at Jerome Solomon. Jerome, tell the people all the places they can hear you and see you.
Houston Sports Show every Sunday morning on here, right here at ESPN 97.5, and Sunday evenings, AT&T Sportsnet and KPRC on Sunday nights. It's good stuff.
All right, man. Have a happy Thanksgiving, buddy, and we will talk to you again next
Same week. To you, fellas, man. And y'all, yes, stop the fighting, man. People, your children, people like us, we worry when dad and dad are fighting, when our two dads are fighting. We can't handle divorce in this kind of in these trying times.
Well, divorces happen. I wouldn't worry about it.
Well, of course you would say that.
Exactly. To me, there's an old saying, turn the page. So
and you say newspapers are dying, you're still turning pages.
I'm really sad because I just found this. Jerome's talking about what the hell is he gonna write about in June if the Astros suck.
It's the Houston Astros countdown to 100 losses.
So you get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Today's loss count is...
That's good. Okay.
And that's
from the Rush.
That was classic radio. It was not good.
Might have to dust that off in a couple of years.
You might. Hopefully not.
Oh, you'll be dusting it off soon enough, and that'll be just for Jerome. All right, man. We'll talk to you next week. See you
later.
All right. Okay. Let's take a break. Don't go anywhere. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5, 92.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. 713-780. ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in. And Soccer Matters with my man Glenn Davis tonight at 7. I'm sure he'll have some great stuff on soccer because that's what he does. He's the best. Usually they tell me what's coming up, and I didn't get an email today. So,
but Glenn didn't tell you?
Well, Victor usually sends me an email that says, hey, this is what's coming on Soccer Matters tonight, so I can tell the people. And I always do, but he didn't.
Did you see what's up with the golf tournament?
What is up with the golf tournament?
One team spot left.
Ooh, that's
one
good.
One team remaining, and we're going to be sold out. I think there's like three individual spots, so if you want to play individually, you can do that. But, yeah, there's only one team remaining at the ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 Occasional Invitational presented by SiteJab.com and benefiting ProVision. And it's Thursday, December 3rd at 11:30 at Wildcat. So if you want to get in, go to ESPN975.com.
And you get beverages.
Food, beer.
Beverages from St. Arnold Brewing, lunch from Burritos, dinner and 18 holes of golf. And one team left, so get in there. We'll be doing something there. I've been meaning to get to that and come up with some ideas, but...
Yeah, Courtney wants us to come up with some shenanigans.
I know. This is
for different things.
Yeah, I do have a few things. I promised her I'd get them to her this week. Maybe tomorrow I will do it. How's that?
I was thinking we take one of the par threes or the only par three and make it a... We take the prize wheel out there and make it a shot or shotgun hole. You take three before you actually tee off. You either take... If you land on the shot, you take three shots of three different boozes or you shotgun an entire beer.
Three shots versus a shotgun. That's a lot. Like three shots.
We can do
is a
one
lot.
Shot. One shot versus a shotgun, and then you get to tee off.
See, I don't. Are we taking these shots with them?
Well, just whatever team when your team gets out there, and whoever will put somebody in charge to monitor it.
Yeah, I'm not sure I'm following.
And take
you.
Pictures.
They
getting people wasted.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
But this is gonna.
Have you done a scramble before?
Oh yeah, but this is going to liven it up, and it gives you the game of that hole of you're gonna shotgun it or you're gonna take the shot.
I think we should maybe set up some sort of a prize on a par three, where if you take a shot, shotgun a beer, and then hit your shot immediately and land on the green, you win some kind of a prize.
I like it.
Well, like we should draw a circle, not just on the green, but like say within 15 feet.
Okay.
And maybe just say, you know what? If you hit it within that 15 feet, you get a one. Your team gets a one.
Boom. There you go.
I like that. Write that down and send that to her. Take this down.
I'll just send her the audio.
Fair enough.
One of the prizes we could do is having one person from the tournament join us for happy hour one day.
Yeah, but I don't know if we can do that with COVID.
I don't think we can yet.
I'm hoping like next, especially now, it's getting worse. Like I hope next year we'll be able to have, like I think it's a good idea. And because we're going to start doing, we're going to do more stuff on Twitch. Like we're going to be a featured channel on Twitch. I'm working with the people at Twitch to get us some national exposure, which is cool. And we're going to start having subscribers. So if you've got Amazon Prime and you subscribe, which it'll be free if you're an Amazon Prime member to subscribe to our channel, but it'll help out the station, of course. So it's a good thing. It's a win-win. And we'll start having some kind of a contest where a subscriber can come sit in on happy hour once a month or something like that. But during COVID, I've been in plenty of meetings about what's allowed and what's not allowed during COVID, and that ain't going to fly.
Yeah, it is just, I mean, it's going to have to be sometime in 2021, which is too bad, because I would love to do that, but we got to be responsible. But when we do it, we'll get, maybe we'll get Black Horse to sponsor it, so we drive you here and drive you back so you don't have to get arrested. Eric says, got a hotel booked, Uber booked, and planning on getting hammered at the golf tournament. That's smart.
That is wise, guys.
Yeah. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
I had a lot of them today that were potentials. I had a guy dying after he was robbing a building, and it was full of chainsaws, scythes, and mowers. So he got chopped up when he fell. That's pretty good. I got a tree humper. But I thought of you, AJ, and this is...
You know, when you were humping the tree?
No, not when I was humping the tree.
Oh, thank God.
When I was looking for a gem of the day. But there is a new website that if you wind up single again, you might want to check out.
Okay.
It's called Bald Dating.
Hell yeah.
It is a new dating site.
It's like Tinder for bald dudes?
Yes.
Do they have bald chicks for you?
Sadly, I don't think that's the case. I think this is more the men. But it says, bald dating was created to show that being bald doesn't matter. There are many people who don't mind you being bald, and there are even others who prefer it. Now, I'm sure this is also for guys, right? I mean,
you think there are chicks that prefer bald guys?
This is what it says.
I often wonder if my wife had her druthers, would she prefer I had like a luscious mane of hair?
I think because I've been married long enough now, I don't think it matters.
Yeah.
But I mean, if you were just meeting, I don't know.
I think there's some chicks who are attracted to bald dudes.
Well, like
some bald dudes like can wear
Diesel,
it well.
Vin Diesel, The Rock,
yeah,
guys like that.
I actually think The Rock looks better when he's got the fade going. I think The Rock he looks a little bit weird bald, but Vin Diesel he's good with the bald look.
Dave Bautista,
yeah,
when he's Dax.
Michael Stipe,
no, he just looks weird.
Jason Statham.
Jason Statham wears it well.
Yeah, I mean, there's some guys that pull it off. I could not, which is why I wish I had a live.
When's the last time you were bald? Have you ever shaved your head?
Yeah, I shaved my head. I think it's 2002 when my secretary was dying of cancer. I shaved my head to show support.
Okay,
and you can find that photo online if you want to make fun of it. Because I have a photo with a pink shirt and I'm completely bald, and I think I look hideous. Which is why, I really resisted doing the shave thing. I think you've done it long enough. You're comfortable. I was talking to my brother like Friday night.
Oh, he doesn't look good bald.
Well, he was making fun of me because I refused to give in. And then I was telling him, though, it's like I don't really remember when he wasn't bald. I mean, because he's been bald for a long time. And, you know, we went and looked up some photos. Like, oh, yeah, okay. So, anyway, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
All right, guys, if you're like most people, you've got a balance on your credit cards and a higher rate of interest than you would like. So why not turn those balances into one monthly payment at a lower fixed interest rate and start saving money today? LightStream offers credit card consolidation loans from 5.95% APR with auto pay and excellent credit. The rate is fixed, so it will never go up over the life of the loan. The application's 100% online. You don't even have to leave your house to apply. You can get a loan anywhere from $5,000 to $100,000, and there are absolutely no fees. You can even get your funds as soon as the day you apply. LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. Right now, Blitzers can save even more with an additional interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount is to go to LightStream.com/Fred. LightStream.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Lower rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com/Fred for more information.
ESPN 97.5.